Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful Channel 9 studios here during MVP Summit Week. I happen to run into some good friends, and they want to talk about this cool magazine that they have. Why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, and what you do. We'll start with you.
My name is Supratim Agarwal. I'm from India, and I run a magazine that's called .NET Curry Magazine. It's about .NET and JavaScript.
My name is Vikram Pense, and I'm Microsoft Azure and Windows Platform Dev MVP from India, and one of the authors for DNC Magazine.
Fantastic. And Craig, of course.
Craig Burnson. I do a semi-regular column in the magazine on best practices and principles. We call it software gardening.
Fantastic. So let's start in general with .NET Curry as a publication. What is it? Why did you decide to start it? So we'll start with you.
So when I used to go to conferences, MVP conferences, I used to see a lot of MVPs doing a lot of cool stuff. I thought that how about a collaboration platform where I could get a bunch of MVPs across the globe and let them contribute at one point. And that's how, so we already had .NETCurry.com running from a very long time. But then that's how I thought that let's do it in the form of a magazine, to make the engagement a little deep and get all the knowledge into one single place. So we've got people from all over the globe.
That's awesome. So .NET Curry used to be a website that then later went to a publication. Is that right?
So it's still a website, but then we have another vertical, and that's the magazine.
Awesome. So tell us, what is .NET Curry, the website? If someone were to go to that, what would they find? Is it the same thing they'd find in the magazine? Is it different?
Different, and a couple of magazines, article when a subscriber gets download, eventually they'd get published on website as well. And there are a couple of useful articles on various topics like Azure, ASP.NET MVC, ALM, DevOps. All those dev-related topics are there. So it's very unique, and most of the articles, I mean rather most of the articles are related to developer scenarios. Day-to-day, the challenges developers which they feel in their development lifecycle. They visit the site, they get through the article, and we got amazing feedback because it's fantastic deep dive articles over there by all the authors, and the phenomenal feedback we receive day in, day out from the developers all over the world.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the kind of articles that you write for .NET Curry.
So I do more practices and principles and things that can help you be a better developer or create better applications that are easier to extend, easier to maintain. So I spent a year, it comes out every 2 months, so I spent a year covering just solid principles, for example.
Sure.
Each part of solid was one article, so it was a real deep dive into each one. And I'm currently preparing articles on code reviews and coding guidelines and how you would implement those in your teams and why you'd want to do those.
That's awesome. So we've learned a little bit about sort of the solid principles that exist in the magazine. Is there other things that are covered in the magazine that people might want to know about?
Yeah, so one thing that we focus on is the .NET ecosystem in general. So, there are a lot of changes happening in .NET, and it's kind of confusing at times.
Yeah.
So that's where, we come in and we try to make complex looking things simpler. So we have got, again, as I told you, MVPs are very good at that. And then we've got a lot of MVPs, like an MVP from Slovenia, Damir R. So he specializes in understanding, what's going in the .NET framework scenario and the C-sharp language. So he does that, and then somebody in Azure. So one core area where we focus upon is, the why and how of it, and not just, the how part. It's mostly the why. Why did the .NET team go ahead and do this, and why did they go ahead and probably not do it this way and do it that way? So, that kind of stuff.
So that's awesome. So what does an article, because you say you focus on the why, what does that look like when it's in the article? When we say why, are we looking at code? Are we looking at the reasons why? What do you think?
It's both. I mean, Supadeep mentioned it's about the why part, but we also, day in, day out, get the feedback from developers as well, what scenarios they are facing, what challenges they are facing. Most of our articles are deep dive, so we address all those challenges and what are the mitigations, what are the resolutions for that. So it's kind of end-to-end article if you take a scenario. Let's take an example. Recently, I wrote an article for Elastic DB in Azure, so how it's basically related to SaaS. and how you can leverage Elastic Pool and save your cost and get that ROI and all those things. So it's kind of deep dive article, and we cover a lot of code as well in that. So it's not like pure text, it's deep down code, real life samples, and the developers and subscribers can download those samples as well.
That's awesome. So is this an online publication? Is it a real publication? So because I know you have one here, but is it a virtual publication? How can people subscribe to this?
So this is a digital publication. We got a couple of them printed because we were going for this one. By the way, this is for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And when you say fourth anniversary, does that mean you've had 4 years of doing this?
Absolutely. So we have released about 27 editions so far, and this is done once every 2 months.
I see. And yeah. So you can get the printed edition or the digital edition?
No, it's digital edition, and that's how we've been able to keep it free, and that's what we intend to.
So it is free?
Absolutely free.
So anyone can go to your website. Is it .netcurry.com, or what's the website that they go to?
Yes, so it's .netcurry.com/magazine, and you can go over there. In fact, the download links are right there on the magazine. But what usually happens is that developers get very busy, you know.
Sure.
There are so many things pop up them every day. So what we have done is we have also kept an email subscription. So next time we come out with the magazine, it's more of a push model. So we come out with the magazine, we can notify them that, hey, you know, we've come out, why don't you check it out? So it works both ways. You can go and download the magazine directly at the website, or you can go and subscribe so they can get future updates. You know,
no excuse, it's free. I mean, you get great articles. So any last words that you'd like to say about .NET Curry? We'll start with you, Craig.
Subscribe. I got involved because I thought it was a high-quality magazine.
Sure.
And I still read every article today. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. You, sir?
So I'm associated with local user groups from last many years as a part of MVP program as well. But this is the platform where you get to collaborate with all other MVPs across the globe. And you can get in touch with all developers across the globe as well. So that's a fantastic platform. And as Supratim mentioned, it is free of cost. So you just need to go there and subscribe. That's it. And the depth and the breadth of the article, I mean, I'll just recommend to go ahead and check that out.
I love it. And you, final words.
So, I mean, MVP is the voice of Microsoft.
Sure.
Outside Microsoft. And this is something that MVPs have come out with. So I think that's a big excuse, you know, or a big reason for you to go ahead and subscribe and just check out the content.
I love it. See for yourself.
Yeah.
So .netcurry.com, make sure you check it out. It's a free publication that if you don't even have time to go to the website, subscribe to their email list, and they'll send you out anytime they have a new edition. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We are at the Channel 9 Studios during MVP Summit Week. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.